I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States imposed sanctions Friday against Russian businessmen, companies, and government officials striking at associates of President Vladimir Putin in one of Washington's most aggressive moves to punish Moscow for a range of activities, including alleged meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Elizabeth Errett has the details.
The action, taken under pressure from the U.S. Congress, freezes the U.S. assets of oligarchs. The Treasury Department sanctions on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control, plus 17 senior Russian government officials, are likely to complicate U.S. President Donald Trump's hopes for good relations with Putin.
Bill Gallo reports that British doctors say former spy Sergei Skripal is no longer in critical condition, a month after he was poisoned with a nerve agent.
Dr. Christine Blanchard says Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in critical condition. The hospital says Yulia Skripal is conscious and in stable condition. British authorities say they were exposed to a military-grade nerve agent and have blamed Russia. Russia has denied responsibility for the poisoning. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to surrender to authorities in the southern city of Curitiba by Friday afternoon to begin serving a 12-year prison sentence on a corruption conviction. Reuters news agency reports that a source within Da Silva's political party told them that he was not going to do so. Da Silva was found guilty last year of taking bribes in the form of major renovations of an oceanfront apartment. This is VOA News. A Chinese political analyst said on Friday he believes the brewing threats between the United States and China do not yet signify a fully blown trade war.